I have a very somber announcement today. Your headlines today in newspapers across America is that St. Louis is now overtaking Detroit as the murder capital of America. Riverfront Times has a story today detailing how we are the number one per capita city in America for homicides and violence. This is nothing for us to be proud of at all. We're on pace to 2,000 people being shot this year in St. Louis City. 2,000 people this year alone. The circuit attorney estimates that in the five previous years before 2015, 13,000 people were victims of gun crimes in St. Louis City. By far, this is our top priority, or at least should be. 50 people have been murdered in the last 3 months. We're on pace to reach over 200 homicides by the end of the year. And what people need to understand, too, is that summer isn't our busiest time. Our top months, historically, for homicides are November and December. So as one of my favorite shows says, winter is coming. It's about to get worse if we don't act. Many of us down here have been calling for months for the mayor and the police chief, along with the other directors of the important departments that can help in these matters, to prepare a comprehensive plan, and we've been ignored. The Board of Aldermen's African-American Caucus sent a letter several months over to the president, to the mayor, asking for a comprehensive plan, haven't gotten it. There seems to be a complete lack of urgency on what's going on in our neighborhoods. It is our children being shot, it is our children who are being murdered, and there seems to be a complete lack of urgency on the mayor's part. But he does have his priorities. It seems to be his top priority is to subsidize taxpayers subsidizing millionaires and billionaires to build a new stadium that is unneeded and unpopular. They are going around every possible way they can to prevent the citizens from having a vote in this matter. And they are about to send a bill over to us to have us make the decision, a very unpopular decision, to commit tax dollars to help and build an unneeded, unpopular new stadium. And so what I'm saying is this, is if the mayor's office does not give us a comprehensive plan and does not sit down with us to work out a satisfactory, comprehensive plan to deal with priority number one in this crisis that is killing so many people in our streets, then we will use every measure possible to stop that stadium funding from happening down here. Every parliamentary procedure, if I have to filibuster until I don't have any breath left in my lungs, that's what we'll do. Because the only way we're gonna get action on what is priority for us is to affect the mayor's priorities. And if his priorities are that stadium, then so be it. But we need a comprehensive plan for this city because too many people are dying and it's affecting our neighborhoods, north and south. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Alderwoman from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. I'd like to announce that Live on the Rocks in the second ward is coming back. It will be October the 16th at Riverview and 270 after 6 p.m. We'll have Soulard Blues Band, we have a reggae band, and we have Mr. Jeff Harding. And also that at 4 o'clock on the 16th, Leonard Riggins was an officer for the fire department that was killed, not on duty, but serving his duty, helping someone that he thought was in a car accident that ended up shooting and killing him right down the street from his family. On the 16th at 4 o'clock in North Riverfront Park, we will have a dedication ceremony for a memorial bench that we have in his honor. His wife, Mrs. Riggins, invites you out and to remember him, because it is his birth date. And Mrs. Riggins is a constituent of my ward, and she has carried her love for him